My friends, in today's video, I will reveal to you secrets hidden from time immemorial that you cannot get on any other channel, in any other video. I will reveal all these secrets to you free of no charge. The only thing you have to do is just listen and give me your time. Join me in today's video as we explore the most powerful name of the Blessed Mother. And as I often like to do, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, give us the grace to understand the glorious power that God gave your holy name, that we may invoke it sweetly and devoutly each and every day of our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. So I'm putting a lot of different videos now that I'm back from my vacation from Turkey, which was just amazing. And whenever you go on some sort of pilgrimage or retreat, you always receive certain graces. You can say the grace of the retreat, the grace of the vacation. And one of the graces I really felt like was understanding the power of the name of Mary. So first, let me tell you what happened as I read about this. So I'll tell you a little bit later how I even began learning about this, but I want to tell you what happened when I would devoutly invoke the name of Mary more intentionally, not just praying the Hail Mary, but just uttering her name. So when we went to Ephesus, there was kind of some limitations in going to the house of the Blessed Mother. For instance, Mass wasn't open to the public, and there were certain other areas not open to the public. And so I would, after having known that if I invoked Mary's name and we were at her house, and I thought, let's do this, let's see the power of her name. And I would do that, and it began feeling like we were being treated like VIP. So first of all, we talked to the priest, and the priest told us, just tell the guards at the entrance, you won't any longer have to pay, they'll just let you in. And then what happened? We would just get to the front and everyone would pay every time they would come in, and we would just tell the guards we're friends of the priest. And they said, okay, go, go, go. So we would get in every day for free. We only had to pay the first time. There was also this kind of lower parking that only certain people could go to, buses and taxis. They would allow us to go there. And then also they would have a rosary and a mass at the end of the day when the site was closing, so everyone would have to go, and they would have mass privately with the friars and the sisters that were there, just like about five of them. Well, they allowed us to stay for mass, so we were having a private mass inside of the house of the Blessed Mother. How awesome is that? And there were several other things that I can't tell you that they showed us that were just amazing. I can't tell you because then you're going to go and ask for that and they're going to be angry that I told you that. But there was certain things that happened that made it clear to us that Mary was kind of giving us this special privilege because we were invoking her name. And there were many other such things that as I think of them, I'll let you know. Oh, yeah, I remember the other one. The other one was I wanted to get some drone footage of the house of the Blessed Mother, but I didn't bring my drone because I didn't want to have the same thing happen to me that happened in New Mexico where it kind of flew away. Well, we happened to find someone that had a drone, the exact same drone that I use, and they were flying it, and they said, do you want to fly it? And so we flew it around, and he said, let me send you the footage. So it was amazing that I got drone footage of the House of Mary. It wasn't very good drone footage, but it was drone footage nonetheless. So I knew that Mary was taking care of us. Another thing that happened was we were staying at this guy's house through Airbnb. Wonderful place, awesome place, but there was cockroaches everywhere. Maybe like about 10 or 12 total. And my wife hates cockroaches, even though she can pick up snakes and she can do all types of things with every insect in the world, except she hates cockroaches. So we were looking for a new place, and lo and behold, I found a place called Hotel Ave Maria. Yes, they were Catholic, probably one of the few Catholics there in Selçuk, which is the town just outside of Mary's house. We stayed there It was amazing. It had a rooftop view. It was awesome. They were Catholic. It was awesome. It was so amazing. It was clean. And it was named after the Blessed Mother. What else could we want? So I experienced the power of the name of Mary. Now let me give you a little bit of the theory. Then we're going to go to the source. This is the theory. So in spiritual realities, when you know something's name, you can invoke it and you gain a certain authority over it, and you're able to invoke that being and everything that that name signifies. So a name calls forth the power of that person. And it's not just magic. That person had to have sort of earned it. So for instance, when you call on the name of Saint Michael the Archangel, you receive from him the power of the things that he did. What did he do? He defended God. He defended God's glory against Satan. He did that. He did the challenging work of doing that. He received those traits in his spirit. So whenever we invoke Saint Michael, we have a certain power over the devil. And that's particular to that angel. Likewise, when we invoke the name of Jesus, what did Jesus do? He saved and healed people. He cast out demons. Those were some of the principal things that he did. That's why when we invoke the name of Jesus, we can be saved by it, because that's the principal action that he did. Likewise, us, so me, if I were to die right now and go to heaven, and you were to invoke me, Alvaro, pray for me, what would I help you with? I would help you to make Catholic YouTube channels and videos, because that's what I did. I would help you to be a therapist, because that's what I do. Maybe I would help you to speak Spanish, because I do that. So what we do in our lives influences what our name kind of invokes and carries with it. So it's not magic, it's hard work. And depending on what that person did, we receive different effects by invoking their name. And it's not just magic, we need to invoke their name in relationship, in love. So it's not just saying the person's name, it's actually having a relationship with them, loving them. And the greater the relationship, the greater the love from our heart, the greater we trust in them, the more the power of that person's name can influence us. That's why when we invoke different saints, there's different effects. There's almost like a science of it. But since it's invisible, it's hard for us to quantify. But there really is an order and a logic to this idea of invoking someone's name. That's why God's name in Scripture was almost forbidden to say, because we weren't in sufficient relationship with God. We weren't capable of receiving everything that God's name drew with it. And someone might think, why don't I just invoke God's name? Well, because God, in his generosity, shares this power of invoking a name with the saints, with Mary. He shares with them that power so that we can take advantage of what that saint did in their life. Okay, so that's kind of the theory. Let's connect it to the source. So in a previous video, I talked about this book by Venerable Mary of Agreda, this book, The Mystical City of God. And I told you that it was $1.99 on Kindle. And my question to you is, why haven't you purchased it yet? It's like $80 or $120 paperback, but you can get it like $2 on Amazon Kindle. It is so cheap and is so amazing. And this book will teach you so much. So I want to read from three parts that talk about the mystery of the name of Mary from the source. This is not just kind of pretty rainbow stuff that doesn't make any sense. This is real hardcore information. So the first part I'm reading from is, she is being given by God an understanding of parts of the book of Revelation. So towards the beginning of the book of Revelation, we see this city, this mystical city, and it has these walls that are made of 12 foundation stones. And so she's revealed by God that each of these foundation stones have a significance and a meaning and a power. So the third stone is chalcedony. Let me read to you about that one. So this is what she says. She says, the third, a chalcedony. This stone takes its name from the country where it is found, which is in the Middle East. It is of the color of the ruby, and in the night resplendent as a beacon light. The hidden signification of the stone points to the holiness and power of the name of Mary. For she took her name from that part of the world where she first came into being, calling herself a daughter of Adam, and her name, by the mere change of the accent, signifies in Latin the collective oceans, Maria, Mar, which in Spanish means ocean. For she was the ocean of the graces and gifts of the divinity. She came into the world in her immaculate conception, submerging and inundating it with these gifts, sweeping off the malice of sin and its effect, illuminating the darkness of the abyss with the light of her spirit and the brightness of her heavenly wisdom. This foundation stone signifies that the Most High conceded to her most holy name the power to dispel the clouds of infidelity spread over the earth. So, for instance, St. Maximilian Kolbe says that she alone has the power to dispel errors and heresies. She continues, and to destroy the errors of heresy, of paganism, and idolatry, and all uncertainty in the matters of the Catholic faith. So, if we invoke the name of Mary, we can go into pagan lands and dispel heresies, heretics, and all the evils that kind of grab those people, false religions. We can invoke the name of Mary to destroy these spiritual evils. Did you know that? Now you did. Now you can do that. So you can imagine what I was doing in this temple. And in Turkey, I was invoking Mary's name against Islam because it is not a true religion. God is using it to try to lead these people to Jesus eventually, but it is not the Catholic faith. If the infidels would turn toward this light by invoking Mary's name, it is certain that their understanding would quickly expel the darkness. Their errors would be drowned as in a sea in virtue of the power conceded to her from on high. Wow. So if a Muslim were to invoke the name of Mary, it'd be like more than magic. It'd be amazing. They would receive the power that name signifies. How much more so we who really understand who Mary is. Two more things that I want to read to you, and hang in there because this is just unbelievably amazing. So, so cool. So in this section, she speaks about how heaven was deciding the name of Mary and what it would contain by simply mentioning it. She says this, "He thereby made known to the angelic spirits, God, that the three divine persons had decreed and formed the sweet names of Jesus and Mary for the Son and Mother from the beginning before the ages, that they had been delighted with them and had engraved them on their eternal memories to be, as it were, the objects for whose service they should create all things. Being informed of these and many other mysteries, the holy angels heard a voice from the throne speaking in the person of the Father." So this is the Father speaking, so you better listen. "Our chosen one shall be called Mary, and this name is to be powerful and magnificent. Those that shall invoke it with devout affection shall receive most abundant graces. Those that shall honor it and pronounce it with reverence shall be consoled and vivified and will find in it the remedy of their evils, the treasures for their enrichment, the light which shall guide them to heaven." Wow! Do you want the light that shall guide you to heaven? Invoke devoutly the name of Mary. Wow, wow, wow. You've been looking for the light to guide you to heaven your whole life? Here it is. "It shall be terrible against the power of hell. It shall crush the head of the serpent, and it shall win glorious victories over the princes of hell." So you can walk in straight into hell and invoke her name and crush the most powerful demons. This name is even more powerful. Amazing. Unbelievable. Now listen to what Mary says about her name. At the end of each of these chapters, she gives instruction and teaching to Venerable Mary of Agreda, which is amazing because what book gives you that? And in other books that talk about Mary speaking, you read it and it's so cheesy and you think, this isn't Mary, this is so cheesy. When you read her words here, you know that it's Mary because it is so profound. You just read it and think, wow, this is clearly the Blessed Mother speaking. She says this is Mary speaking, so listen. "Be very devout towards my most sweet name. I wish that thou be convinced of the great prerogatives and privileges which the Almighty concedes to it. Be convinced of it. Let your doubt run right now. Be convinced of its power. So that I myself, when I saw them in the divinity, felt most deeply obliged and solicitous to make a proper return. And whenever the name Mary occurred to my mind, which happened often, and whenever I heard myself called by that name, I was aroused to thankfulness and urged to new fervor in the service of the Lord who gave it to me. Thou hast the same name, Venerable Mary of Agreda, and I wish that in proportion it should cause the same effect in thee, and that thou should imitate me faithfully by following the lesson given thee in this chapter without failing in the least point from this day onward. So Mary is telling us, be convinced of the power of my name. And we read in the first two parts what the name does when you invoke it sweetly. So my friends, I hope that you become convinced of the power of the name of Mary, that you invoke it in all evils, that you confidently take it into every situation, whether you're dying of cancer or you have AIDS or some other crazy disease, that you walk in the face of that name, of that disease, and you say, nuh-uh, Mary. That if you're in the midst of persecution, and you're in a Muslim country, and they're about to kill you for your Christian faith, you look at them and you do not fear, and you say, Mary. That if everyone is against you and everyone is saying homosexuality this and this and these things and this disease and this vaccine and all these crazy things and be afraid and lose your morals, you look them in the face and you say, uh-uh, you stop right there. Mary. That if every Protestant in the world comes against you and says you're worshiping an idol and God doesn't want this, you look them straight in the eye and you crush that error and you say, Mary. That if you're being tempted in the midst of darkness by the devil and you're about to lose your faith and you feel like everything is lost and you've lost everything more than Job and more than all the most suffering saints, that you shake off that fear and that cowardice and you say, Mary. That no matter what is happening, good or bad, and whatever you need, that you say, I will invoke that name, Mary. And I will get whatever I want if it's God's will. And you will receive it because I saw it for myself. And that is a deeper conviction that I have now than I had before. My friends, I hope this video was enlightening to you. Please like it, share it, support this channel, pray for me, and I will see you in the next one. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.